Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESP Media and our weekly Athletic Director podcast as we have almost reached the finish line. We are right at the very end of the sports season as things are starting to wind down. And today we are going to wrap things up. Our season finale, they like to say. It's the big season finale. We're saving the best for last. The Wonder Twins are here. Athletic Director at Anderson High School and also Assistant Athletic Director Chris Newton and Tyler Brooks are here with us. Guys, howdy, howdy. Did you make it through Mother's Day okay over the weekend? Did you do all the right things yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Honored the Newton family, honored our mother, the Chrissy, and then we went to the old Cracker Barrel and took my mom out. So that was nice.
I bet that wasn't the least bit crowded yesterday either.
Oh, my gosh. You know, that hour and 15-minute wait. Those rocking chairs, I almost bought one of those rocking chairs because my butt was warped into one. I almost had to buy it.
Yeah, you had it already fitted in. It was ready to go.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that I'm sure was a busy, busy time. But, yeah, definitely happy Mother's Day. Belated yesterday to all those mothers that are out there because – you know, it's fun to watch. I know the Reds game yesterday, how they do the special and they're wearing the pink for honoring mothers and the breast cancer awareness and all that fun stuff. But just to see how they really honor the moms, they are the backbones of all these families. And most of these families couldn't get it done without them, that's for sure. So,
yeah.
Happy belated Mother's Day to all those out there. So, guys, we're winding things down here. I'm sure it feels just like yesterday that the school year got started, and here we are now, middle of May, and winding things down. But as you look back at things and kind of – you probably haven't really needed to reflect just yet, but you know, kind of in a nutshell, what do you think about the school year and how things have gone as you wind things down?
Yeah, no, we like you said, haven't really had too much time to reflect on things because we're still going in almost every of our spring sports right now. So we hope to make plenty more memories as this week and next week goes on. But we're just kind of, you know, finalizing a lot of things. We got our seniors are down to they're like 7 or 8 days left for them.
Wow.
And so it's. It's getting near the nitty-gritty time down here.
Yeah, it'll be the end of the run for the Newton family at Anderson High School, too, at least as far as the students are concerned.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be – yeah, hopefully I stick around a little bit longer.
Exactly. Not trying to push that too fast. So I got to ask you first off, as we start to kind of look back things over the last week or so and into the tournament time, as I'm going through Twitter, I see this picture last week of these two clowns that are out there with – I guess they're leaf blowers trying to clean off the track.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Yeah.
They look like the Ghostbusters or something out there.
Yeah, I think we almost ran one team off the track. They were thinking, like, what the heck are these guys doing? We're just having a little fun and you know, making sure safety is the priority here at Anderson High School. We were getting all the little rocks and all the little stuff off. And then having a little fun with it as well.
Just being thorough. That's all you were doing. It looked like fun. So, well, let's start there because that was taking place during track. So let's talk a little bit about the ECCs and how track went, how things fare out.
Well, it went as well as it could. And again, I know I've said it before, but our Andy Wolf and Teresa Gross are incredible at organizing events. And, you know, just our kids, the kids that are not involved in the running of the events, you know, they are helping set up the hurdle crew and stuff like that and our parents. And it really, truly is a total team effort. And for that matter, the cooperation of the other seven schools
right.
that are here, it was a great event. Wednesday, we had beautiful weather. And then, you know, you just hope and you pray the weather comes through for championship day. And it did. It was a little cooler, which allowed for some records to be set. But our commissioner, Ray Spiker, and sports information director, Kevin Danette, are both there. And it's a great, great ECC evening and an event. But it was awesome. It was awesome.
And you think about the athletes that are there, too, and not just through Anderson High School, but through all the ECC schools. And And yeah. just being able to watch and marvel in what it is that they're doing out there. Track meets are organized chaos, I think is the only way that you can describe it.
I would agree with that 100%. Which fits us well. Yeah,
exactly.
That's our office.
You know what? Now that you say that, it does make a whole lot of sense that you guys would host that. So, but it does take a lot of effort to get those underway. So, or, and to really partake. So, congrats to all the athletes as far as the competitions are concerned. So, with that, the ECC winds down and you get into districts this week. So, the districts for the state tournament, regionals, state championship all over the next 3 weeks or so. So how many athletes are we looking at moving on? Do they get a chance to take part as things progress?
Yeah, well, we, you know, Wednesday begins the district, the prelims, and then the finals are Friday. So pretty much everybody is in the districts on Wednesday. But we're looking for some really big things out of a lot of kids, you know, from the ECC alone or from the ECC championships, we had two school records set. So Paige Eliff set the shot put record. She's just a sophomore.
Oh, wow.
The shot put record. She came in second place, but the new school record in the shot put. And then we had Annabelle Clayton, who had the set the 800 meter run new school record. She's a senior, and she's heading off to Thomas More College to run next year. So we had two of those. That was awesome. She came in third place. But we had Elena Sullivan, the junior, run the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. She won. She was a state participant last year. Megan Sullivan, you've met her
yep.
numerous times.
Yep.
She came in first in the 300-meter hurdles and second in the 100-meter hurdles. So we're looking for her. She was in the state championship last year. And then we had both our 4x2 and our 4x4 relay teams in the state championships last year, and they both placed in the top eight. And the neat thing about that was, the disappointing thing was two of those young ladies from last year's team left. And then you just hope and you pray that two girls step up.
Right.
And we had two girls, we couldn't be more proud of them. Mm-hmm. Elena and Megan, you know, they're your, you know, your main horses. You know what you're going to get when those two step out on the track. But we had two young ladies in Catherine Dorsey and Kendall Peoples step up, and they haven't missed a beat. So they were ECC champions the other day. So we're really looking for big things for them out of the districts and the regionals, you know, and in hopes and anticipation that they can go up to Columbus as well. So it was a lot of fun. So we're hoping those guys can advance. And then, you know, from boys, my gosh, we have a sophomore who the kid just keeps growing and growing and growing. And he was second place in the high jump. And Ian Loudon is his name. His mom teaches science here. And came in third place in the 110 hurdles.
Nice.
And he's just come out of nowhere to get those. So we're looking for big things. Him in the districts as well.
That's how you do it. You just kind of you bide your time as the regular season goes, and you save the best for last.
Yeah. And so they're hitting their peak, and so we'll see. This is a big week, and we'll move on hopefully next week.
Yep. So it'll be at Mason High School coming up on Wednesday, the districts, and then moving on will be up in Huber Heights, Wayne, up in the Dayton area, kind of the west side of Dayton would be the regionals coming up a week from now, and then hopefully progressing all the way to Jesse Owens Memorial Stadium up in Ohio State before it's all said and done with. That's the goal.
Yeah, that will be awesome.
That would be awesome. Well, best of luck all the athletes, track and field, as they move their way through, and wish them all the best of luck coming up here at Mason on Wednesday. Let's move over to the baseball and the softball side of things. And first off, baseball. Boy, what a great season that they're having. Still got one more game to go regular season before they get ready for the tournament time. Probably kind of that last-minute tune-up coming up if the weather will cooperate today later on against Cincinnati Country Day.
Yeah. So, and in hopes that, you know, we can get it in. Tonight will be senior night, so we'll be able to honor the seniors there. But you're right, they have had a great season. They're 16-9 right now, and you know, with a bye in the first round, so So we'll play tonight, have two good practices Tuesday and Wednesday, and be ready for whoever we face on Thursday, whether that be Colerain or West Claremont.
Yeah, but
they'll be ready to go, that's for sure.
And you guys get to host that game coming up on Thursday night. That game is Colerain and West Claremont tomorrow, so we'll know who Anderson will get to play after tomorrow night's game. And weather, the best thing is a little chilly, a little damp today, but it's going to get better as the week progresses. So it's going to be perfect for tournament baseball coming up later this week.
That's what we're hoping. What we're hoping.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully I didn't just jinx that. So if it is, it'll all be on me. So baseball doing outstanding. Softball young ladies also doing very well, and they're already into the tournament time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they had two big wins last week, and they beat, let's see here, they beat Talawanda in their opener. Then they beat Mount Notre Dame. And so today they'll be playing in the sectional championship or district semifinal, however you want to look at it.
Right.
They'll be playing Mason out at Lebanon, hopefully today at 5 o'clock. So, but they've had a very good year as well. They're 17-9. So they played Bartels Road over the weekend in a doubleheader. So they won both of those. So they're primed and ready to go today. So we'll see.
Excellent. Well, good luck to them, and hopefully the weather will cooperate to get that game in over at Lebanon, and wish them all the best of luck. Let's move over to tennis as well, a tennis tournament that got underway, the Ohio State tournament last weekend. They were playing over at Mason. How things progressed there with the boys?
Yeah, we had a very good showing. We had a number of our kids win. We had Payson Scott and Michael Fagans, they advanced all the way to the finals there, and unfortunately they met up against Sycamore, who very, very, very good,
right?
And they lost in that Saturday morning, and so they did not advance. So unfortunately we didn't have anybody advance. But, you know, the great thing about it is we didn't have any seniors this year.
Right.
So we got everybody back. You know, Payson and Michael were our top players. And as I mentioned before, they played doubles. And Stanley Chow, he is a young sophomore as well. And he did very well. So we are thrilled and excited about what those guys are going to do for us here in the future. But a good showing out at Mason, but we're not able to advance.
But you cannot underestimate the experience that they've all got this year. So the future very, very bright. So that'll be exciting for next year.
Oh yeah, and I got to tell you, the out there, you know, I was just in the sectionals, but I got to tell you, watching some of those kids out there. There was a young man, I believe he's ranked number one or number two in the state at Mason. He was unbelievable. The talent level of those kids is amazing. And you know, a lot of our kids don't just play tennis all year long. They play other sports. Mm-hmm. And this kid, if I don't see him on the ATP tour, this Mason kid, here in the next couple of years, I'd be amazed. He was unbelievable.
He's right there in the backyard there of the tennis tournament, so it's probably one of the reasons why. But yeah, tennis is one of those sports too that, you know, these athletes they'll focus. You know, sometimes they're playing other sports, but well, there's a lot of individual time that in lessons with maybe an individual coach that goes into that game, and you know, it could be the team game and the camaraderie of playing for your school. But boy, there's a lot of individual effort that goes into that sport.
Oh, without a doubt, the time and the amount of time that these individuals put in is amazing. So it was very nice to see.
Yep. Well, that'll be exciting to watch as the future continues for the young men. And, of course, the girls will get started back in the fall when the girls' tennis season will take place. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves just yet. So
no, but I will tell you this. It's funny you bring that up because I just this morning just got information from our girls' coach about getting together with the girls to start some open courts and stuff like that. So, yeah, I got to tell you, you're right. You don't want to get too far ahead of it, But if you don't get on it, then you're way behind everybody.
Man, there's no doubt about that. And those fall coaches are already well underway with training and everything else, trying to get everything in order before everybody kind of scatters in their various directions over the course of the summer. But you're right. If you're not starting now and getting ahead of it, you're going to be way behind it. So keep an eye out for all those things as the fall sports will start to at least organize before we – formally get things underway coming up in August when practices all start off. So let's finish up on the lacrosse side of things and the young men, the boys. Season came to a quick end in the tournament, but they battled hard all year long, and congratulations on the successes that they were able to enjoy during the course of the season.
Yeah, they lost a heartbreaker on Saturday to Milford 4-2.
That was a great game. Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of defense involved, a lot of poke checks. A lot of good goaltending.
Listen to that. Man.
It impresses me more and more every day.
T. Brooks throwing out the poke check. I love it.
Oh, yeah. No, but it was some great defense. It was a lot of fun to watch. Not only Austin Croner had a great game, but the rest of our defense as well had a great game, tackling in the middle. And that was a fun game to watch, and it was just disappointing the way it had to end. But tell you what, watching those kids over the course of this past year, watching them grow from last year, it was very fun to watch and enjoyable watching them all mature over the whole entire year.
Lacrosse is one of those sports, too, that I think you have to go and watch it to even begin to understand the pace, how fast it is, and what a great sport it is. And and I highly encourage it. Newt is an old baseball guy. I'm an old baseball guy. Rob Ebel, our executive producer, an old baseball guy. Brooksy, you're a baseball guy as well. Lacrosse is that up-and-coming sport for a lot of the young kids that are going to be getting into that. Us old baseball fogies, we're going to have to keep our baseball people alive there because lacrosse is going to come and take a lot of those guys away. It's such a great sport.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun to watch. And like you said, the fast-paced nature of the game, and you can still hit a little bit. Mixture of hockey and basketball, I like to call it. So it is fun to watch.
It most definitely is. So, well, congrats on a great season. And, boy, that must have been a tough one to endure. But, boy, what a fun one to be involved with, I'm sure, and to be involved with a great defensive struggle like that. Congratulations on a great season. The young ladies not done yet because they get to play tonight. So they will get a matchup with St. Ursula coming up tonight as they get their tournament run underway. So that's got to be exciting for the young ladies.
That's right. Yeah, they've been chomping at the bit. They've had almost a whole entire week's worth of practice since their last game, so they're fired up. They're ready to go. And tonight's a revenge game. We lost to St. Ursula earlier in the year, 16-10. So they cannot wait to get back at it tonight at home at 7:00, and hopefully continue their run this year.
Yeah, we wish them all the best of luck. And again, that'll be tonight to get that game going. You never know what can happen at this time of year. So they've had some time to rest up. That's a good thing, too, because you kind of get – you rest up a little bit, you heal up a little bit, too. I don't think you can underestimate what – practice is practice. It is what it is. But getting a chance to rest up and get a chance to play in a rematch game as well, you never know what can happen. Leave it all out there on the field. So
Exactly.
Well, guys, that's kind of winding things down. I know the spring sports, you like to bring them all together, and you had to delay the sports awards. So that's, still a week away or so?
Yep. We'll have Monday, May 20th, is going to be an absolutely incredible day here at Anderson High School. We're going to have our spring signing ceremony. So all of our individuals that have signed with Division III schools, NAI schools, they're going to be signing on that day. And we're still putting that list together because we just had another individual decide yesterday, matter of fact, that they're going to be playing college athletics. So we're still putting that list together, but we'll probably have about 15 or 16 seniors that will be signing.
Wow.
Monday, right. So it's going to be cool. And then we're going to have our spring sports awards night Monday night. So that's going to be a jam-packed night.
Well, that'll be great to honor all those that have done all the great things in their career for those seniors that are going to be moving on. Yeah, and Brooksy, you're probably still too young to get too emotional about this. But, Newt, you kind of peg me as one of those guys that are emotional. This is a bittersweet time of year. As you've watched all these athletes kind of progress from – coming in as freshman. You've probably known him even longer than that, you know, the tight-knitness of the community in Anderson. But to watch them come through, and now as their days come to an end at Anderson High School and they're ready to move on, not just the athletes, but all the students that are there. It's always a bittersweet time of year for coaches, administrators, staff, and everybody that's involved with this.
Yeah, you are 100% right. You know, the big thing that we like to pride ourselves on around here, and that's our teachers and our administrators and our athletic department here, is we like to pride ourselves on the relationships that we're able to build with these kids. And, you know, you get attached to them. I know, you know, we have two young ladies that work in our office, and Morgan Gaskins and Megan Sullivan. And our admin assistant, Patty Sneed, you know, she is a huge fan of those two. And I know she looks for – I mean, she has to look at Tyler and I during the whole day. She loves Tim Spell because she stops talking to us and talks to those two. And but she's, you know, she's very close to those two. And,
yeah.
And you know, we got so many great kids around here. It's so easy to build relationships with them. And unfortunately, you know, come May 26th and graduation, I mean, we're not going to see them. And you know, the ones that we build, that we've built very solid relationships with, they come back and see us on their breaks and stuff like that. But you know, you really lose touch with them besides email or something like that. And you know, when you go from seeing a kid every day, especially these coaches that are seeing them 3 and 4 hours a day, and then you go to not seeing them. That was one of the things I struggled with mightily as a coach.
Oh, yeah.
Was, you know, when that season was over, you know, you had 18 to 20 kids that you felt very close with, and you didn't see them anymore. Now that was hard.
I'm with you. And Brooks, he's just getting to that age now where he's going to start to see and how fast. The problem becomes now is that these years just start flying by, like just flipping pages in a book. You know, what used to seem to go on forever and ever, and you never thought it would come to an end. Now these days just, boy, you know, days turn to weeks, turn to months, turn to years immediately.
It's crazy. Yeah, you're not kidding. This year has absolutely flown by.
Yeah, it's one of the good parts about being involved with it, though, to watch the progress that all these students are able to make over the course of their 4 years in high school, and hopefully they'll realize 5, 10, 15 years down the road too just how special a time this is, their 4 years of going to high school and the tight-knit community that you have at Anderson High School. It's a remarkable time of their lives, and you know, for all them that are going to be graduating on, we wish them all the best of luck.
Yes, yep. Couldn't agree with you more, and you are 100% correct. It is a special time, and you know, you just hope all the kids realize how special it is, and to soak it up, soak all that time up, and to most importantly, you know, cherish the memories and learn mistakes that they've made and grow from those, because, you know, everybody has made a mistake here at Anderson High School at one time or another. But you learn from them, and you move on and hope that, you know, you don't make those mistakes coming up. But you, again, like you said, you cherish the moments. And we've got a lot of great kids that definitely do that.
Yeah. So a best of luck to each and every one of them in their future endeavors, whether it's college, the work world, military, whatever it is. We wish everybody all the best of luck. Guys, don't blink, though. It's going to be August 1st very fast. So we get to start this whole merry-go-round again.
That's right.
Well, guys, enjoy the summer. Enjoy these last couple of weeks of school. And for all the athletes still taking part, we wish them all the best of luck. And, guys, enjoy the summer. We will catch up very, very soon when it turns the calendar year. We'll probably do some updates, you know, kind of during the year as we get closer to the school year next year. But it's been a lot of fun. We're so happy and excited to be involved with Anderson High School and everything that goes on there. We look forward to the upcoming school year, but not too fast. Let's enjoy some time off.
That's right. And I know we've said it before, but we'll say it again since we'll be signing off here. But you guys, Rob and Greg, you both have added a special thing to Anderson High School this year, and we couldn't be more appreciative. And we're just so excited. what the future lies ahead with our relationship with you both and ESP Media. But you have really added a special thing here this year.
Well, we've thoroughly enjoyed it, and we say it all the time. It's all about the kids, and it's why we do it. And we've enjoyed being a part of you. And the energy that the Wonder Twins bring when we do this podcast is very, very infectious. So I love it, and it's been a great joy to get to meet all the athletes at Anderson that we've gone through so far, and we look forward to continuing that relationship down the road. So, like I said, don't blink, because August 1st will be here fast, and practice will be starting up, and we'll be ready to go again. So
that's right. That's right.
All righty, guys. Well, it's been a great year, and again, best of luck to all the kids as they continue onward for the rest of this sports year. And, guys, we will catch up with you next fall.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
All righty, guys. All the best. That is the Wonder Twins. Ghost Kids. Chris Newton, Tyler Brooks, Athletic Director Podcast. Appreciate you listening, and not only today, but all season long here on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.